Well, Israel issues tenders for more settler units in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Settlement watchdog Peace Now says the tenders were published for a total of 1,859 settler units. Now, according to the NGO, about two-fifths of the units will be built in occupied East Jerusalem Al-Quds. Well, the announcement comes only days after Israel gave the final approval for 1,500 new settler units in East Jerusalem Al-Quds. Israel's settlement activities have been a main obstacle in the so-called peace talks between the Palestinian Authority and Tel Aviv. The Palestinian Authority has condemned the move as a flagrant violation of international law, saying it plans to turn to the UN Security Council and international courts to stop Israel's illegal activities. Israel's settlement activities are illegal under international law. Switch over to New York, joined by activist and radio host, Mr. Don DeBar. Good to have you with us, Don. Tell us your take on this. It appears that no matter the situation and as far as international law, that basically Israel is going to do whatever it wants to do. And now we see that it's issuing tenders for more settlement units to be built in West Bank and East Jerusalem Al-Quds. Why do you think we're seeing this type of stance by Tel Aviv this time?
Well, you can sum it up in one word, impunity, which is a political and legal disease, communicable disease, that gets passed back and forth between the United States and Israel. You can look at the votes last week on the issue of the American blockade of Cuba, the sanctions against Cuba that have been starving that country for 53 years. 188 of the member states voted to condemn the sanctions and called for their removal. Only two voted against that, the United States and Israel. The very same day, there was a report issued to the General Assembly and a press conference the following day by Richard Falk, who's the special UN human rights rapporteur. And he detailed pretty much the same condition that Israel imposes on Gaza, with the same results in terms of denial of health care services, all kinds of essentials that are denied to the people. There have been resolutions at the United Nations condemning various aspects of Israeli crimes against the Palestinian people, including these settlements, and lopsided votes the same way, where you have essentially governments representing 90 to 95% of humanity voting to condemn it, and not a thing being done because of the U.S. veto at the Security Council. So the word, in a word, is impunity.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us. Don DeBar out of New York, activist and radio host.